I somewhat envision it like one of those old time war movies where they're all hunched over the maps in the strategy room, getting ready for the battle. Is it like that at schools these days? I don't know.
It's fast and furious right now, and we are planning for the battle, but the battle is a good battle. So
it is. Craig Artis, the superintendent of schools from Quincy, joins us on the line today. So it's a little quiet right now, although actually later today for Quincy, it gets much busier because today is your open house day, right?
It is, and the elementary open house is from 4 to 6, and middle school has 5 to 7. I think the high school is 5 to 7 as well, and mm-hmm. the parents are able to come in and meet teachers and meet the principals and those kind of things. So, yeah, the activity will pick up later on today.
Mm-hmm. Either with the buildings itself or with the staff, what new things will people see this year?
Well, you know, we have put in new playground equipment at the elementary, one part of the elementary. As you recall, we had kind of a situation that took out part of our playground material or playground equipment last spring. That has all been replaced or will be replaced by tomorrow or Wednesday, and so that'll be ready to go for school. That and it all looks really, really good. New mulch and everything for the playground that has really shaped things up there. We also, obviously, our custodians have prepared the buildings well. It's shining, like shining your shoes almost, and it really looks good. And our buildings are getting up in years anyway, and so it really takes an extra effort, and we should certainly appreciate the effort that those custodians have put in over the summer, and they have worked hard and gotten things ready. And along with technology, we have interactive projectors in each of the classrooms, or at least 90% of the classrooms this year, K-12. So teachers will be able to use some of their technology to help deliver their lessons. And so anyway, that is also a given. We also have wireless access for all kids K-12 this year. We have small kindergarten, first grade class sizes around the 20 mark. We have done that intentionally so that kids can have a better ratio with their teacher and hopefully have to be more effective as well. So those are some things that we are looking forward to and are excited about. We're also getting a new roof at the middle school, and that's always a good thing. We're trying to stop a few leaks. Always seems to come with flat roofs. Yeah. And we also have, we've been working with Kim Hemker, and we've got a grant that we're going to help kind of make a more comprehensive program for character education K-12. So okay. We're excited about that as well. A lot of things going on.
Staffing for this year, any new faces?
Yes, we have three new teachers this year. One is Andrew Peterik. I always stumble over his last name, but he's going to teach high school physics for us. And then we also have Megan Januska teaching math, middle school math, and Larry Bruce teaching middle school social studies and history. So we have those three staff members that are new this year. We are excited. They seem to come by very very high references and good references, so we look forward to working with them.
All right. Speaking of buildings, I know you've been holding a series of community listening sessions with folks about kind of the future of Quincy. What kind of feedback are you getting from those?
Well, you know, we are still collecting, if you can believe it or not. We've had a couple of community forums. We've visited with a few of the civic groups and other groups that meet in our community, and we are getting a lot of good information, a lot of, you know, maintenance suggestions and doing those kinds of things. Technology is always at the top of the list, trying to further that piece for education. And as far as some of the replacing and security and that kind of thing, there's also some people really concerned about the security efforts that the schools are putting in. And I think this county is beginning to step up. I know all the police forces are beginning to kind of put plans into place in case something like that would ever happen in this county, that they can respond to it in a very effective way. So, yeah, our community is responding, and I hope that once we get all that collected that we have the good information that we can analyze and move forward, because we certainly, in our district anyway, we certainly need to take some steps to improve a few things infrastructure-wise anyway.
All right. As you get set for the 2013-2014 school year, is there, when you talk to staff, is there a theme that you'd like to have for the school year?
Well, you know, we kind of set the vision as, you know, a vision of excellence and trying to prepare kids for you know, the global citizenship, of course. But we really like to concentrate on the kids that you know, that struggle, and so we've kind of set a priority, saying that, you know, we're going to do a better job with those kids, because those, you know, those present some challenges for us, and but they're just as important. They deserve a future just like anybody else. So that's, we've kind of set a theme of, you know, what can we do for that struggling student.
Okay. Well, also the high school football season gets set to start on Thursday night. Are you and Jim Motter talking smack yet?
We don't have any bets going yet, but we do talk about it every once in a while, and it's always, you know, it's always a good thing to start the school year with Bronson, and it's always been a great little rivalry and a friendly rivalry, and it's all kept in perspective, and we certainly enjoy the Bronson crew coming down, and I always enjoy Jim as well. So yeah, he always has something to say about that. So.
Well, you could bet, you know, like he could, you know, put up kielbasa, and you could put up some fish from tip up or something, maybe.
We could do that. Right. Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll have to talk about that.
I'm an idea guy for you.
There you go.
Hey,
Craig, need idea guys.
Yeah, all right. Craig, hey, thanks for taking the time here, and good luck with the kickoff of the school year next week.
Okay, well, thank you very much for having me on, and you have a good day.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Craig Artis, he's the superintendent of schools in the Quincy School District. Again, Jennings Elementary, open house from 4 to 6 today. Quincy Middle and High School, their open house is from 5 until 7 today.